In addition to fraud involving an individual's money, there are other ways that financial fraud can occur. One type of financial fraud is having a staff member inaccurately report the number of hours worked. It is important that staff are punching in on time and that other people are not handling their time card. Think about how you document your hours. Does this process ensure accuracy? Daily attendance records are also an area where fraud can occur. An individual you work with, Joe, is in the hospital with pneumonia. He is not receiving services at home or at work. Your company continues to collect public funds for Joe, even though he is in the hospital and currently getting care from them. You are unable to change the staffing pattern due to the short notice of the hospitalization, and you did not want to lose out on the revenue. When both the service provider and the hospital bill for the same time period, this is called double billing. This is fraud because the company is billing for services that are being fulfilled by another entity. Billing and claim fraud can also originate from your company's administration. Think about Carol, who works in the accounting office. She was told by her supervisor to bill a claim for Joe as soon as possible. When she asks why, she is told that they want to collect before the system shows that Joe is in the hospital. Carol does not file the claim because billing or collecting that money would result in collecting money for services that are not accurate or truthful. All of these occurrences result in submitting billing claims for services that were not provided. Anytime a bill was submitted for a service not provided, fraud occurs. None of these examples of fraud are acceptable. You have the responsibility to see that financial fraud does not occur. If you have any concerns, you must report it to the Public Funds Compliance Officer.